Welcome to the Unlimited Creative Podcast, Owning Your Uness. My name is Renee Kitson, and I'll be sharing different perspectives on what it means to be a multi-talented creative as I highlight resources and voices that could aid you through your inventive journey. For this episode, we'll be talking about burnout. Yes, you can't pour from one empty cup. So in this session, I did a bit of research as I looked at how it is that creatives, and in some ways, everyone face burnout. Here are some of the documents that I engaged with. One is titled Burnout in Art Workers, an Investigation. This is a thesis paper done by Abe Watson from University of Melbourne, and it's dated 2020, in the midst of COVID. And then I also looked at a report from UNESCO titled Artist and Creativity Beyond Crisis, Resilient Art in the Caribbean. And this was also dated in 2020 as well. If it is that you wait to the end of this podcast, you'll definitely hear more about the yin and yang of self-compassion. This theory was coined by Kristen Neff. You definitely have to wait until the end. Either way, if it is that you're facing burnout or someone that you might know, do share this episode with them because sharing is caring. I'm so tired. I can empathize with Barry Salmon in some ways because it's been a very tiresome time. The past 2 years have been very overwhelming. From 2020 to 2022, we've been faced with the pandemic. And I know every time you hear the word pandemic, COVID-19, you probably feel like an essence of cringe in your body. But we're navigating out of that mindset of being trapped within our house and homes. And we're now thinking of how it is that we can redefine ourselves. Let's talk about burnout a bit in terms of what that really is. One of my coworkers during 2020 said this to me. She said, "You can't pour out from one empty cup." And it stuck with me, probably because I've never heard of the term before, but it says something about us as human beings. Yes, we are makers. Yes, I'm an educator. Yes, you are creative. Yes. We have to do, we have to live, we have to put action in place so that we can get things done. And if it is that we were going solely based on all of the feelings that we'd have felt and thoughts that we would have had in our heads, many people would be sitting on somewhere or looking at cat photos. Now, when we look at burnout or this emptiness of our cups, we're not looking at something that has happened overnight. It has happened within like a progressive manner. You pour out, but you don't pour back in. You give, but you don't give back to yourself. You provide for others, but you don't provide for yourself. Yep, that's exactly what it is. So let's define the term burnout. Burnout is a psychological tension experienced from chronic exposure to work-related stress. This stress leads to emotional exhaustion and self-persecution. Your emotional resources become depleted. Individuals are no longer able to give up themselves psychologically. Wow. I've been there and I understand. Especially as an educator in this time period, knowing that many other educators within the past few months of May and April have fallen ill, especially principals, leaders have fallen ill. As we look at burnout, I never really thought of it being just solely about the exhaustion part, but more along the line of to create also. How it is that things around me, my environment, my mood, can lead to me not being creative or producing within a manner or making. So there's actually a term for that. It's called creative burnout. Who knew? Well, found out about it recently. Let me define that term for you. Creative burnout is a feeling that you've drained all your creativity and there is nothing left. If you're dreading to start work, feel tired and stressed all the time, and suspect you will never be able to create something good ever again, you might be experiencing creative burnout. So the key words here are feeling like you'll never be able to create, feeling as though you can't start, and dread. As I just gave the definition, I realized that many persons might confuse the term creative burnout with creative block. Two different things. Creative block is when you are avoiding to do the work. You might not necessarily have the concept in mind, but you feel stagnant, but you actually want to do it. While creative burnout is caused by trying to do too much at once. So it means that you have too many things on your plate. So let's put that definition into context of you being a creative entrepreneur, you being a wonderful educator trying to make strides, or you being a doctor, you being someone in the medical field, you being someone who is a conductor, a driver, and you have been cultivating this specific perspective and outlook towards your job or what you're doing on your day-to-day basis, right? Within 2019. And then boom, 2020 came, COVID happened. Now, you have built this specific type of outlook, right? So you have gone to the hoops of building up yourself, motivating yourself, and then now you'd have to restructure, redefine who you are based on the different kind of working conditions COVID had placed us in. So that's one. That is one of the first things that might have overwhelmed you, that change. And as you heard the word pivot over and over and over again within the past 2 years, that's what people were talking about. The change itself. The change within these specific type of conditions. Yes, you've pivoted and you have catched the ball. That's a netballing term. But you've pivoted and you have engaged with whatever resources that are in your space. And then now, as we are navigating outside of COVID-19, we're now trying to redefine ourselves again as we transition from that outlook. If that itself isn't a lot, nobody can tell me no it is. Now, if it is that we're going to look at some of the challenges that creative entrepreneurs or creators themselves have been facing, our art-based kind of workers over the past years or their whole lifetimes, we could go on and on and on. Whether it may be through the fact that there's always questioning of the value of art, whether it may be through the fact that you have so much pressure to engage in delivering your task or delivering the objectives now or fulfilling the objectives now right away. I remember when I was a graphic designer, I spent time at work so much that I only thought about work. That was it. I remember leaving work probably like 3 a.m. in the morning, getting back up at 7 to ensure that I get to work by 8. So there is that concept of like the deliverables are very important. The client's needs should be fulfilled. So you do the overtime work. Especially as a creative, you are left with the button last after you'd have talked to the executive that would communicate with the client if it is that you're working within like a firm. Then now we're looking along the line of the fact that sometimes you might just have a portfolio of jobs to actually maintain your lifestyle. And you probably might not be living in luxury, but you might want to treat yourself now and then, right? We're also looking at the fact that you are now in a space that is very unsure, especially as it relates to might not necessarily be employed in a firm, but you might be a freelancer, might be somebody that works for yourself. That means that you are everybody in one. You are the accounts personnel. You are the manager of yourself. You are the packager. You are everything. Can you imagine a visual artist, someone who does painting alone, someone who is a dancer, all these different kind of practices, whether it may be through performative or visual oriented, are faced with the challenge of lack of security and lack of funding and always seeking grants, always seeking a way through. Now, yes, those are the struggles, and I didn't mean to bore you or to enable you to reimagine all those different things, knowing that you probably need support from the government as well to sustain yourself as a creative. No, What I'm highlighting is that you are not alone. You're not going through it by yourself. Many other people are feeling the same, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to tell you like, all right, then suck it up. No, I just want you to know that you are not alone. Okay, now that we've acknowledged that you are not alone, let's talk about how it is that you can fill back up your cup. Fill it up and let it overflow. That song just came to mind. Let's talk about how it is that you can enable yourself to grow without overwhelming yourself and giving too much of yourself. First of all, note that you have the power. I've got the power! You do, because you alone are in charge of your mental health. You alone have the capacity to feel what you're feeling because nobody else is in your body. And even if it is that you work within a space that supports you in taking an opportunity to breathe through uncomfortable situations, or they have a wonderful HR team there with you, you as the creative, you as the individual, whoever you are, whoever is listening right now, you have the power. A lot of times when we look at self-compassion and look at issues regarding our mental health, we think that we are not enough. We don't have the capacity to change our attitudes based on the circumstances that we are facing, but you alone can make that move. So be empowered. You have the strength in your pocket. When you're ready, take it out. I don't want to make a generalized statement, but within the Jamaican context, a lot of times we look at mental health care as something that is taboo, whether it may be that we're thinking that, like, all right, then y'all go mad, that's why you need to go like a psychologist or probably seek out like a counselor. But nah, son, no, it's fine. And we're changing that. We're changing that perspective. And probably it is that you don't want to go to a counselor, and we don't necessarily know what your situation might be in terms of how it is that you would have reacted to some of the traumatic experiences over the past few years or within your life that might be blocking you from creating. But at least going to one session and making an assessment of where you are would be good. If not, there might be different coping mechanisms that you could actually tap into. And remember, I'm not a trained psychologist. So the first thing, otherwise than being very aware of where you are and what you're feeling, is step away from your desk. Step away from your workspace. Figure out how it is that you can do activities externally from work. Our day-to-day endeavors are so consumed by our 9-to-5 that we don't necessarily fight to have activities externally from work. What this does is that it gives you a mental break. It gives you an opportunity to set yourself aside from the day-to-day ins that you've been doing. So if you're listening now, this is a sign. Go outside, put your feet in that grass and just feel. Go outside, take a walk. Go outside, feel the wind blow on you. Breathe through that moment. Make time for yourself. That's definitely one thing that you'd have to do. Eat. Eat that lunch. Eat your dinner. Eat your breakfast. Don't skip it. Find the time to exercise. Even if it means that you're walking or probably doing something active within the morning, be very conscious and intentional about these core things that you need to do to stay healthy. Healthy isn't the same for everybody, but at least engaging in taking care of your body is one of the things that you need to do. I am telling you, this is a sign for you to begin. There's also the issue of sleep. There's also the fact that you need to say no as well. Say no. Be truthful to yourself. Be honest with yourself. It is a sacrifice to say no, because one, as a creative, if it is that your income is not stable, then that means that it might affect your progression in your career. And that is something that is very real. Saying no means that you might not be able to gain more income so that you can be out of the threshold of living paycheck to paycheck. Saying no might also mean that you could have extra money being saved up. But if it is that it's going to take a big hard hit on your mental state, it's best that you step back. Grant you, weighing the pros and cons in this situation is very heavy, because it might just mean that that extra income that come in might just be for your water or your light bill. And that is a reality for many people. But what do you do when it is that you don't even have the capacity to actually engage in these activities? You don't even have the capacity to complete the task. Does this mean that you can reimagine what the future might look like if you don't take on this specific opportunity? If it is that you don't take on this specific opportunity, does this mean that something else may come along? Not sure. You would have to be very truthful to yourself to evaluate where your priority lies. Where does your health lie? One of the big issues with saying no is that we are sometimes not able to set healthy boundaries within our workspace. What does that look like? That means that there would be clear communication on your end, fair communication. When I mean fair, giving an authentic statement to your manager or boss to state like, hey, I'm not well. And you don't necessarily have to say it within that manner, but what you could do is actually communicate in ways that would enable you to just take a break. Don't try to work it through. Many times we think that, all right, then you know what? I'm going to just press on through and I'm going to just push. But in some cases, that pushing doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best, because once you push, that means that you should have a plan in place in terms of what you'll be pulling in to replenish you into doing the next action again. And so sometimes we forget. After we've done an activity, after we would have engaged in fulfilling the project, we just go, all right then, that happened, on to the next one. And even as we look at COVID-19, I think in some ways we've been in that state of on to the next one kind of mentality. I don't even know which generation, but they would say normal a lie, meaning that it's a facade, it's not reality. When at the latter part of 2020, I've observed a few things within the art world. Around October to November to December, boom, there were so many art shows, so many things that were happening, so many kind of activities that I just wanted to see, engage in, pop-up shops, and people were just like, all right then, we got a break. The entertainment sector in Jamaica got a break. We have the opportunity now to showcase what we would have been doing within the pandemic time period, all the work, all the things that we would have kept ourselves in, supposedly being productive with. We want to show it to the world. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing what was happening. I enjoyed seeing the burst of people's creative products. I enjoyed seeing all of it. But at the same time, I don't think there was like a plan for navigating from that hyper kind of mode of pivoting to now going into this new world after COVID, or rather after certain COVID restrictions have lowered. So this means that we were in hyper mode, same way. We're still in trauma response mode. And so 6 months have passed so far, and we are wondering why it is that we're burnt out. We know why. Because we didn't set a plan in place in terms of how it is that we're going to navigate from certain realities of 2020, 2021 into the year 2022. We've been very anxious in getting back to normal, or whatever normal supposedly means. So don't try to work through it. Be patient with yourself. Have some self-compassion. A matter of fact, there's this theorist called Kristen Neff, who talks about the yin and yang of self-compassion. Burnout itself would probably force you into thinking that you're not good enough. This specific theorist talks about having self-love and compassion and self-care in a manner that I've never necessarily heard of before. She states that Yin, meaning being with ourselves in a compassionate way, is leaning towards being comforting, soothing, and validating. Meaning that you can say, all right then, Bobbit, Renee, Gudas, whoever is listening right now, you'll be fine. You'll be okay. Take it easy on yourself. Rome was not built in a day. And then you have the acting in the world in a compassionate way, whether it may be through protecting, providing, and motivating.
So when we are talking about the yin and yang, we're talking about the yin being compassionate towards yourself. Compassion isn't necessarily pity. It's not pity. But more along the line of really and truly being open to yourself and accepting that you do feel uncomfortable and giving yourself like a inner hug rather than self-criticism. It's very hard because sometimes we can have very negative thoughts within our minds, but it's a start. So when we talk about yang, we're going to talk more along the line of like, what action am I going to do that's going to enable me to come through this specific moment? Or how it is that I'm going to put a plan in place or motivate myself to enable me to move forward, to protect myself, to ensure that I feel secure. And that activity might just be along the lines of like saying, all right, Renee, you have 5 minutes right now in this moment. Okay, this is a time to grieve. This is a time to feel uncomfortable. Give yourself time, and then afterwards, you pick up and you do the activity again. Does this mean that you might just do a breathing session and become centered and then evaluate how you can tackle the activity? Yeah, something along that line. Having some type of love for yourself and empathizing with yourself, and then putting a plan and action in place in terms of how it is that you're going to move forward. So it just doesn't stop with you feeling bad alone. So yeah, just be kind to yourself. And here's a song that I just want to leave with you that gave me a vibe. It's kind of giving me energy of like, yeah, I'm going to pick up and do, pick up and move all the time. But it also has some valuable words in there as well. It's titled Never Tired. Even though we know we can get tired and weary. And it's done by Busy Signal. So here are some of the words. And I hope it gives you a buzz and a vibe. And that you are enabling yourself to be freed from that essence of burnout. And taking time to yourself. Alright? See you later. Tired will never get weary. Never get tired. If we say Jah no bless me, then I will be a liar. And when it gets rough, tough, on the journey, hold firm, stand steady. Not one of my seed shall make bread. That's what the most I say. So we just humble yourself. Make sure you marry the earth and no exile. Remember, man can't look at a dirt and I hope you've enjoyed this session. Follow me on Instagram at Renee Kitson for more inspiration. Remember that you are enough and that only you can be you. Just go and own up your uniness though. Boom, bang, bang.